Hello?
Yeah, this is Kylie from the Home Care Agency.
I don't know what happened, but we
Sorry,
got
we cut off.
disconnected.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I think I tried to connect to the state. Okay, we just got disconnected. Okay, so just hold on. Let me see, where did I write it? So, your date of birth, you said, is 07/29/1974?
07/29/1974. Yep.
Okay, so John Burks. Okay.
Now, when will this change then? Will it change
So
next week?
it takes like you like it just it just to change like the provider. So it doesn't take, it takes a few days, I think, till the provider they get changed, but you still get the help in between, right? It just
Right.
changes the company. Okay, just
Okay,
hold
so just
on.
changes the provider, so it
Yeah.
shouldn't mess up my hours.
No, it shouldn't. No.
Okay.
Because they go according to how many hours you had before. That's how they do. I'm almost sure.
And it won't change, I mean, it won't mess up my pay for the week. It'll just change over.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Unless it inc I mean, it'll increase, but I
Yeah,
mean,
it will. Just hold on. Oh, I'm sorry, I did do the wrong thing here. Did the wrong thing here. I'm sorry. So his phone number, you said, is 573-489-8651. Okay. Okay. And is your zip code 63151? What was it? 63115?
My what?
Just hold on. What is your address?
My address for the home care is 3100 Wingate Court, Columbia, Missouri,
Okay, 201.
65201. But
Okay.
my address is PO Box 63 if you have to mail me anything. Ashland, Missouri, 65010, because I don't get mail here.
Okay, so if the state will ask you, then just tell them this, because okay.
I get mail at 65, at PO Box 63.
Okay, I
But
will
the
write it.
care is that.
Right, at that address, you said, at 3100 Wingate, you said, okay.
Yeah, 3100 Wingate Court,
Okay.
Columbia, Missouri. That's because I don't get mail at this address. I just get care at this address.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. So I just need here, let me see what else I need. Do you want to give me, please, your social security number? And then we'll be able to transfer you to the state.
572-7511.
So you said 500727511. Just hold on. My system is slow. Let me repeat that for you. So that is 500727511. Okay. And do you know your DCN number? You know what your Medicaid number is, or should you want to should I should text it to you?
I think I know what my DCN number is. I just gotta find it.
Okay, then I can text it to you, because it might be that you would need it on the state call. So
Okay.
I'm just gonna text it to you. Can I text to this phone number that I'm talking to you right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just texting you our phone number from our the name of our agency. She's going to ask you to what agency you want to switch, right? So you're going to tell her Deluxe Home Care. There's something. And I'm sending you a phone number here. And they're probably going to ask you a phone number, so I'm sending you a phone number and the text. Just tell me if you got the text.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So did you get the phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to text you as well the DCN number. You should have it on hand.
Do what?
I'm going to text you the DCN number. You should have it.
Okay.
Okay.
I have it.
Okay. Okay. We just. Okay, so I will connect you right now to the state. It might take a few minutes until you get connected to them, so please don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
And okay, so you know they're probably gonna ask you like a few questions, and they're gonna ask you probably what you wanna do. So you're gonna say you wanna switch, I guess, from your current provider to Deluxe Home Care, and you give them the phone number, and I guess you know, it wouldn't take too long. Okay.
Okay.
Calling home day services. My name is Larea. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
Myself.
And your name?
Candy Castile.
And a good contact telephone number for you?
573-418-1051.
And do you have a secondary or alternate contact phone number?
My caregiver's phone number, 573-489-8651.
What was the last four?
8651.
Date of birth?
7/29/1974.
English is the primary language?
Yep.
Never married and live by yourself?
Yeah.
And the address?
I was actually divorced.
Okay.
I've been married, but it was back in 2000. I think I got a divorce in 2001.
That's fine. And your address?
The address for the care is at 3100 Wingate Court, Columbia, Missouri, 65201. But my address for my mail and stuff to go to is P.O. Box 63, Ashland, Missouri.
And what county is this?
Boone. Both of it's Boone.
How can I help you?
I just want to change my Freedom Care to Deluxe Care because Deluxe Care pays a little bit more and give the caregiver more money.
One moment.
It's the only difference.
We have deluxe home health care and deluxe home care. Which one are you?
It's deluxe home care. And I have the phone number.
Yeah. One moment.
Everybody knows it's not real. was always our friend. So when I saw him hit her, I mean, there was a part of me. Okay, I should stop.
I mean, I'm as happy with Freedom Care, but the money, you know, money's better at deluxe care for my caregiver. So I'm trying to, you know, help my caregiver.
That's fine. And the phone number to deluxe?
Is 314-501-2520.
And are there any other changes you want to make to your care plan?
No, we've got 33 hours a week, so, and it's been working out pretty good right now, so.
Okay.
I think
so,
that
typically you can.
Huh?
Okay, not a problem. So typically it can take up to 31 business days before a care planning specialist is assigned. They are assigned as soon as they're available, so you could receive a call at any time.
Okay.
I do need to get you over to the next step, which is just automated information. Once the recording is complete, the call will hang up. Do you have any questions?
No.
Alrighty, well, if there's nothing else, here we go.
Murder in the first degree. Please hold while your call is connected.
PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes to your HCBS care plan. We process requests by urgency of need and date received. Here's what you could do to prepare to communicate with a care planning specialist. Expect a call from 866-835-3505. Please add this number to your contact list so you know it is a legitimate call and not a telemarketer or scammer. It is vital that we have a way to leave a message if you miss our call. We will attempt to contact you one time, and you will have 10 days to return our call before the request is closed. The specialist assisting with your request will provide their direct phone extension. When you call, please wait for the message asking you to enter a direct extension to speak with a specific person. Call errors. Trains and supervises your caregiver. In Consumer Directed, you select Hire, Train, and Supervise Your Caregiver. Why do you need this change? What specific tasks need to be changed? Example, bathing, dressing, toileting, meal prep, laundry, medication setup, light housekeeping tasks, home-delivered meals, etc. What provider would you like to use? Please have the business name, phone number, as well as who you have been in contact with from that agency if you are transferring your services. How often do you need help with each task, and how much time does each task take to complete? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide a backup plan that includes names, relations, phone numbers, and the tasks that the backup person can support you with. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, or other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. We look forward to serving you. As a reminder, multiple status checks can result in processing delays from all parties.
Okay.